Let's get started. All right, I've got the My Wish for Christmas Advent devotional here. A little Lori line in the background. Go tell it on the mountain. For week two, it's titled Prepare, the People We Are Becoming. And Andrea says the meditation's this week dealing with preparing for Christmas. And she has this suggestion for you. She says, place a glass jar in a prominent place, the counter, a kitchen table, or next to the coffee pot. Put a small pad of paper or stack of note cards next to it and encourage your family members to write down their top three favorite holiday traditions and then go through them one by one as a family, walking down memory lane and enjoying each other's favorites. Or take the slips of paper and make a master list and consider how to plan including these traditions into the next 3 weeks. Week two, day one of our Advent preparation. Today is seeing an angel. Before we hear from Andrea with the thoughts, here is Luke 1, 26 through 28. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Andrea?
God sent the same angel. He sent Gabriel to tell Mary that she was favored and chosen by God to bring Jesus into the world. Mary is troubled, but she does not seem alarmed. One conclusion is that she has studied the Torah, that she has walked closely with God. She's expecting a Savior. I find this exchange kind of comical. The angel says, "Greetings." He basically says, "Hi." It makes me wonder what Mary was doing. Was she washing the laundry or grinding wheat into flour? Was she making beds or folding towels? The angel appears and says, "Hi, God has found delight in you." In other words, God's been watching from the heavenly realms and has chosen a young lady by the name of Mary to bring his son earthly life. Then Gabriel says, "The Lord is with you." From my vantage point, I wonder if Mary would think, "God better be. I've been following your laws, God. I've been waiting for your Messiah to come. And now you've chosen to bring God with skin on into my neighborhood, into my upcoming marriage, into my life. Thanks, Gabriel. God better be with me." It's not enough that Mary would see an angel. That alone is a miracle. But the angel also talked to her, gave her directions straight from the mouth of God. The questions today are, what is God asking you to do that is bigger than you? How has God found favor with you? Is the Lord with you?
Thank you, Andrea. Andrea Polnasek from My Wish for Christmas, the Luke Project. You can order. Well, I tell you what, we've got a couple more copies to give away. We gave away one from Friday. If you'd like one, let me know on our text line, 715-396-1670. Say, Halvo, you got a copy there for me? 396-1670. Just shoot me a text. And there's 5 full weeks. We're only into week two here on WWIB.
We were moving a little bit more slowly on Saturday because of that snowstorm. I know I was in Menominee calling a game on our sister station, WOGO. Mark, we were in Chippewa, I think, at a movie.
We watched a movie in Eau Claire, right? Okay. And our family, so good family bonding experience. And I was thinking of
Hillary
you
almost
with the
died.
Parade.
Yeah, when I almost died, you mean? Like a couple of times. I didn't even tell you guys the whole story.
No.
So we had a float in the Chippewa parade on Saturday night. And it's like a yearly thing. We do this with the bike club. And it's so much fun. So Friday night, we had people over to make giant candy in my living room. So we made all the decorations Friday night.
What is giant candy?
Well, I mean, like, big, because it was like a candy theme this year, and so we made these giant, I should maybe make some okay. giant lollipops.
Okay.
That are, I'm holding my arms apart
right.
so that you can see how big it makes for great, no, giant candy,
mm-hmm.
okay, to decorate
all
the
right,
float
gotcha.
With. So it was fun. But then all that snow came in on Saturday, and the
yeah.
roads were terrible. And now our minivan is questionable on a good day. And then towing something, it's a little more sketchy. And then adding the snow to it, I'm not even kidding.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was terrified.
Yeah.
All the way to Chippewa. And so I prayed a lot, but we made it. It was good. I slipped in the parking lot, hit my head on the asphalt.
Ow.
I'm fine.
Oh, yeah.
No concussion. So things were looking up. We were in the parade. We had a great time. Handed out the giant candy to kids who it was maybe, I felt a little bad in retrospect because they were like, whoa, their eyes would all light up. And then you'd walk away and you'd hear them like, wait, this isn't real. Sorry, kid. The lollipop that's bigger than you is not real.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Wow, it must have been impressive, though, to fool them into thinking.
I feel kind of bad for it now. But it was very fun.
Their parents thank you.
I'm sure that it wasn't real. Exactly. So we did that. It was a great day. It was a great
time.
What
was the turnout like?
It seemed a little down this year.
The weather wasn't fantastic.
Still quite a few people there. Yeah, it was frightful, especially towing a trailer with a minivan. So frightful.
Well, on this Monday, our first day since the passing of former President George Herbert Walker Bush at the age of 94, and the accolades pouring in all weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, it starts off, you talk about being married to his wife who passed away earlier this spring for more than 70 years. Was it 72?
Wow.
His son's just praising him. I mean, we talk about on this program and the station all the time about the importance of family, right? I mean, this idea of his sons. I mean, Lord willing, I'd love to have my son or sons say, you know, that's the best human that I've ever met and ever will meet. That's what Jeb Bush had said, and George W., the book that he wrote on his dad. And so what a resume. We talk about a resume. I mean, he'd been ambassador to China, head of the CIA, served as vice president for 8 years, president. And then even really, to be honest with you, in defeat, I mean, I tweeted out Bill Clinton's acknowledgement where he had the actual letter that Bush had left for him when he came in. And it was so gracious. And the friendship they forged, I believe Bill Clinton when he says it was one of the most treasured friendships of his life. They traveled to Indonesia and Afghanistan. Talk about in a time when we need bipartisan cooperation, these two former presidents worked and labored together internationally.
And I'd like to read, if I could. It's just a note. Yeah. It was a handwritten note. I'd like to read that letter from January 20th of 1993 as President Bush 41 left and President Bill Clinton came in. And so this was a handwritten note that was left for him on the desk. And it said this: "Dear Bill, when I walked into this office just now, I felt the same sense of wonder and respect that I felt 4 years ago. I know you will feel that too. I wish you great happiness here. I never felt the loneliness some presidents have described. There will be very tough times, made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I'm not a very good one to give advice, but just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. Your success now is our country's success. I am rooting hard for you. Good luck, George."
Wow.
I had the privilege a few years ago while I was in College Station, Texas for a wedding to go to Bush 41 Presidential Museum. Great experience. It's amazing. Anytime you have a chance to go to a presidential museum, based on that experience for me, I strongly encourage you to do that. In closing, two different things. One is, if I can get it up in my phone here, the idea that today is National Disability Day.
Mm. Yes.
But in fact, one of the most important pieces of legislation George Herbert Walker Bush ever signed was the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990. It was considered the world's first declaration of equality for people living with disabilities. And finally, you might wonder about his service dog, Sully. Mm-hmm. Well, that dog that provided support and companionship to Bush in his final months will go on to help wounded soldiers.
Wonderful.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.